Liberosity Book Talks with Adriana Rodolfo. This time on Liberosity, we'll look at adult fiction books that explore the dynamic and differing relationships between mothers and daughters. Sometimes touching and sentimental, sometimes sharp and painful, mother-daughter books run the gamut of emotions. Every relationship has its nuances and cultural differences, but yet that there always is an element of familiarity and connection. It doesn't need to be Mother's Day to enjoy these titles, so sit back and enjoy the overbearing, guilt-inducing, neglectful, and loving relationships. By Anna Quinland, Ellen Goulden, a 20-something Harvard graduate, must give up her high-powered magazine job in New York and return to her childhood home to take care of her ailing mother. Ambitious and intellectual, Ellen always favored her English professor father and considered her homemaker mother, Catherine, an embarrassing throwback to a different generation. However, as Ellen takes care of her mother, her assumptions about her parents are challenged as well as her opinions on what is really important in life. Even in the end, looking back over her time spent getting reacquainted with her mother, Ellen realizes that Catherine was stronger than anyone ever knew. A tale of self-sacrifice, grief, and love, One True Thing even has a little mystery thrown in to keep it well-paced and emotionally satisfying. Best known for her mother-daughter themes in the Joy Luck Club, Amy Tan has also composed the wonderful novel The Bonesetter's Daughter. The story of three generations of women, turn-of-the-century Chinese precious auntie, Chinese-American calligrapher Lu Ling, and her 40-year-old ghost writer daughter Ruth, The Bonesetter's Daughter deals with not only multi-generational relationships, but also cultural differences and the desire to be an independent woman. Ruth starts taking care of Lu Ling after it appears that her mother may be suffering from Alzheimer's. While trying to deal with the reversal of the caretaker-patient relationship, Ruth begins to translate her mother's manuscript. She must confront her own history with her mother as she discovers her mother's hidden past and struggles. Punctuated with light humor, The Bonesetter's Daughter is deep, moving, and unforgettable. White Oleander by Janet Fitch tells the story of 13-year-old Astrid, who must survive the Los Angeles foster care system after her poet mother Ingrid is sent to prison. Astrid bounces from house to house, experiencing the bad, the good, and the really ugly of foster care. The different people and places begin to shape her as an individual as well as an artist. However, despite the prison bars, Astrid struggles against the constant grip of her mother, emotionally, psychologically, and artistically. The Oleander, a symbol of Ingrid, is beautiful and alluring, but ultimately poisonous. Definitely not a touchy-feely book, but certainly emotionally powerful. White Oleander is a daughter's coming-of-age tale, fighting her way to identity, adulthood, and independence. The Frangipani Tree is a relative of The Oleander in the title of our next book, but despite the relationship, the two novels are stark contrast. Frangipani by Celestine Vitae is the second book in a trilogy concerning Tahitian matriarch Madarena and her life's adventures. Frangipani concentrates on Madarena's relationship with her daughter, Leilani, starting with Leilani's conception, moving through her questioning childhood, her difficult adolescence, and her eventual maturation. Full of Tahitian life, culture, advice, humor, and wisdom, Frangipani is a vibrant portrait of a time, place, and its people. A celebration of strong women supporting each other and celebrating their lives, Frangipani will make readers eager to read the rest of the trilogy. Books sound interesting, you might also want to check out the following titles. The Empress of Weehawken by Irene Dish counts the life of Frau Dr. Elizabeth Rother, grandmother and matriarch of a multi-generational clan, in this historic novel. Told in a four-part flashback, she narrates her life starting in pre-World War II Germany and then moving to America in Weehawken, New Jersey, where she simultaneously exults and despairs over her daughter and granddaughter. Humorous and occasionally flippant, this novel is a surprisingly unsentimental look at unconventional women. In Nowhere is a Place by Bernice L. McFadden, estranged daughter Sherry calls up and asks her mother, Dumpling, to drive across country with her to the family reunion. During the trip, they retell their family history from Native American Lou to former slave Seuss to wild and free Lily. As their women share their lives and struggles, hopes and sorrows, sin secrets, they begin to understand their past, their present, and their relationship with each other a little better. To read the following novels and discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talks, signing off until next time.